Forever Dog.
Are you recording, Sydney?
I am.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
It wasn't a charged
Sid,
question.
What is this? What is this energy? Is this what we doing on the pod today? These your rude lashes?
You know the pod is always good when I'm spicy, so.
You're recording as well, Marie?
Yes, I am, sir. We can start the episode right here. Hi, guys.
Wait, can we clap? Ooh, sorry.
Whoops. Let's clap.
Yep.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. We can include everything.
I love all of it. Include the claps. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, let's start, friend. Are you ready?
It's me, Marie, and Sydney Picante Washington.
Muy, muy, muy spicy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Andrew Guacamole.
He's mild, mild. He's
mild. Us
Andrew mild. He's giving us
mild McGuire guy. Yeah.
Mild McGuire guy.
What's up?
Honestly, I woke up today and I felt good, right? I woke up and I was like, Beach, you've been talking about going grocery shopping since, I want to say, New Orleans. And we've been back from New Orleans, I feel like, for 3 months. So, I mean, it just felt easier for me to go out and pick up something to eat from, like, a Black-owned place or, like a pizza place. Or I've been eating out a lot more than usual.
It's too much, friend. It's too much. I was like, oh, my God, last year we saved so much money. And I was like, we are losing all of the money.
Bleeding
losing
money.
Losing it. It's insanity.
Yeah. And
I don't want to spend another dime.
But I also don't want to cook. I'm not trying to preheat my stove to 400 and nothing degrees.
Yeah.
Not in this heat wave.
Listen, I used my oven for the first time in months to heat up some canned biscuits. Yeah. Yeah. I made some biscuits for
Pillsbury doughs.
Yeah, I made that for 4th of July gathering.
White people Juneteenth.
I did that. And the oven hasn't been on since. So I salute you, friend. I salute
Girl.
You. I'm supporting the troops that are out there getting groceries.
Mm-mm. Last night I wanted pasta because, you know, Matteo's in Italy posting like his Italian dishes. It's like a tiny portion on like a big white plate.
So good.
And I was like, oh, I got out of swim and I said, oh, I really want some pasta, but I want an Italian person to cook it. Or maybe like a Mexican in the kitchen or something like that. You know what I mean? So I Googled pasta. I just put in Italian food and I called this one place. Oh my God. I called this one place and I ordered, they didn't have pasta. I ordered like a kale salad and a pizza.
Okay. That's just the opposite of what you wanted.
Right. It is. It is. It is. But everything was closing at 10 and I was making all these calls at 9:30. So I called them and I made the order and then I was like, but I really want some pasta. So I found this other place and I called them and they're like, yeah, you can come pick it up. And I was like, should I call the other place to cancel? And then I didn't call the other place to cancel.
Maureen.
I know. Oh. But I figured somebody that worked there took that kale salad home.
Did you pay? No. You were going to go there
and
pick
it up. I had to go pick it up. Damn, I had to go pick it up. So I went to pick it up and, you know, I got a beef bolognese or whatever, however you say that. Yeah, a little rigatoni moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
They threw a little ciabatta bread in the bag. I was like, oh, this is decadent, you know?
Oh my God. I'm sure you went right to sleep after that.
I did not. You know, I was up. You know, I was up for many several hours.
Girl, I had some old fried rice, chicken fried rice, and I passed the fuck out.
How old?
Maybe 2 days old.
Okay. That's in the window.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I think after 3 days, you know, you should start throwing it out.
I think it depends on what it is.
I think fried rice, like New York fried rice, you get 1 to 2 days. After the third day, it tastes like the refrigerator.
Not 1 to 2 days.
Yeah. 1 to 2 days.
Yeah, no, I if I get food, Like the pasta that I got last night, I ate the leftovers just now for breakfast / lunch.
Yeah, that's how it works. You should order it and then eat it the next day. Right. And then it should be done.
Right.
You should not be holding on to it for 7 days.
Yeah, you hoarding fried rice for 7 days, 7 nights?
We know how I am. We know how I do. But more importantly, Marie, not only should you be getting whatever food you want, somebody should be making it for you, and that is the more important conversation we should be having. The conversation that they are not ready to have is that my good sis, Marie Samuelle Faustin, mm-hmm. hot. I'm talking about beautiful bone structure, amazing personality.
Look at the hair. Look at the cornrow straight back.
She's so beautiful, so mean, so funny.
Wow.
And she should have a line around the corner. She should have a date on top of dates. And it's upsetting me. It's infuriating me because,
wow, we can tell.
Because listen, before the pandemic, we were all having problem dating.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, awful. Now that we have the right to be outside, the fact that you guys are not slinging and slapping dick all over my friend's
face.
Slinging and slapping dick.
That's the name of the episode.
It is.
Slinging and slapping dick.
I'm upset. It's making me mad. It's making me so mad. And it's not just you. I have so many really good friends that are like struggling in July.
They're struggling in July
yeah. to get a decent date. What the fuck are y'all doing over there? What are you waiting for?
Okay.
Are you waiting for my friends? Are you waiting for my friends to approach you? They're okay. not. They're not approaching you.
Okay.
So I need you to get the gall.
Woo.
I need you to get it inside of you to be like, hey, can I take you on a nice date? Not hey, come over.
That Red Bull hitting tonight.
I am furious. I'm so mad. I am. You know, Kermit the Frog, the GIF where he's like waving his arms off. Yeah, that is me right now because my friends are able-bodied people.
Okay, Sydney, you gotta let us break down everything that you said.
This dissertation, this monologuing. All right, you're right.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say one thing that stood out in your passionate speech. Is you said we were struggling during the pandemic. I actually was not struggling during the pandemic. Remember, I was thriving during the pandemic sexually. That is canceled and no longer the case now. But I don't know why dating is so hard. Everything that is a simple task that used to be easy feels so overwhelming right now for me. And I think for a lot of people. And every day I wake up and I'm like, why do I date men? It really doesn't make any sense to me at all. The more I think about it,
I'm gonna tell you as a lesbian, it was just as hard. It was just as hard, if not harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's people all together. It doesn't matter if you're he, she, they, y'all. Dating across the board is unbearable right now. It's unbearable.
I actually really love he, she, they, y'all. I love that as well.
He, she, they, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Dating is bad across the board. But, like, I agree with you. People should definitely be slinging and slapping dicks all up and through my home. Because, like, I'll talk to certain people. Like, we were talking to our friend on the phone the other day. Mm-hmm. And he's got women upon women, like options upon options. And it's like, okay, yeah, I mean, I want that too. But the work that it takes for me to, like, first of all, continue a conversation with a man on an app is like, I don't even really.
Mm.
But this week I rallied, right? On Monday, there go the Red Bull. I see it. On Monday, because I go through periods of time where I won't even look at any of my apps.
Right.
And then, like, there'll be like a 20-minute window once a week where I'm just like swiping, I'm like LOLing, I'm sending smiley faces. And then when those people finally respond to me, I've already checked out. I've already checked out. But I had a couple interesting conversations this week with men, believe it or not. This one dude was like, my profile says, I love a man that can cook. or something like that. The weight of my heart is through my stomach. J'adore a man that can cook. Mm-hmm. And this guy was like, what kind of cuisine do you like? I love cooking for my friends.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so what should I mean, he not my type, but he might be.
Marie.
He might be our type for the summer is what I'm saying.
Okay. Mm. Now I'm going to start. Now this is when I get problematic.
We're going back into
no,
it.
No, this is when I'm getting problematic.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm looking on my phone. And I'm seeing some of the most bobblehead, Cabbage Patch Kid-faced people
right.
living their best life. Right. They're on trips. People are depositing money into their accounts.
Right.
They're on boats. Right. They're getting their rent paid. They're going to many destinations. I'm talking from Cancun to Italy, like just wait.
I'm talking Cancun to Tulum, yes, all around the world.
They're going no.
Wait, Andrew, what's the question?
Wait, I'm. You're explaining these people.
They're not my friends. They're not my friends.
You're explaining a lot of things that you've been doing recently. Like you traveled in the past
as
year.
A friend.
Yeah, it was okay. A friend trip.
It was a friend trip. What are you talking about?
The boat.
My pussy was not popped. Not one time.
Not by me.
And the boat that we were on was actually a Greyhound that was on the sea. So the
boat was a Spirit Airlines plane that the wings broke off.
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
I'm following other people that don't know me, and I'm looking at their life, and I'm like, how come my friend doesn't have this? How come we don't have that?
I think I've realized what it is. Some of our standards are too high. Mm. I think, you know, as a Libra, I like things that are aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. I like things that like are balanced. I like a symmetrical face. But a lot of these dudes that are flying these women out and buying them Rolexes and sugar daddying down the game are sugar daddying down the game. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that title.
I love that title.
Yeah. A lot of them have poor, unfortunate faces and bodies. And they are generous because, you know, they got it.
Friend, I have to stop you there. I've been looking. Mm. And these guys are not unfortunate looking faces or bodies. Like, they're okay. They're a solid seven. Seven is...
Are you
Marie?
Sure they're not sixes, sis?
No, they're seven. Number. They're sevens. Marie, okay, listen... Now, now this is where I'm going to get on you now. I'm going to get on you.
Ooh.
A seven in New York is still like a 10 in Minnesota. So you gotta,
nobody want to date no Minnesota 10.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to stop. You have to take a moment and you have to close your eyes. You have to close your eyes.
I'm supposed to swipe if my eyes are closed.
Close your eyes and open your heart, friend.
No. Close your eyes, open your legs. Boom.
Yes, close your eyes, open your legs.
But also, you don't have to have sex with everybody that you match with on these apps.
You don't, but I'm just like, you should be doing more. I should not be calling you and you're like, I'm at a show. You should be like, hey, bitch, I'm actually, you know, not in town. I'm gone.
I'm at a show in Spain.
Yeah. I would love that.
Sydney, I understand that. And I have opened my eyes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or I'm shutting them so I could swipe on these people who I'm not physically attracted to. And that's, I think, where I get stuck. Or one of the places I get stuck. Because I'll go on these sprees where I'm like, oh, he seemed nice. Oh, you know, his eyes aren't all the way, you know, symmetrical. But, you know.
I love a lazy eye. lazy eye for the win. Lazy eye for the win. I love that.
No. Okay. So I'll look at the lazy eye and overlook it. Lazy eye. Right. Anyway, so then when they start to respond to me, I'm like, ew. Like, who is this? Like, I'll forget that I was in a different headspace when I was swiping. But for me, the best way for me to meet people is to be outside.
If I didn't put my guard down, most of my straight career, I would have never had sex. I would have never had sex. I would have never had any real. If I was like, I need them to have boom, 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 boom on the list. Yeah, but would. I would have been a virgin.
Yes, but baby, we talked about them in the use today, and they wasn't catches, babe. But not one.
No, actually, one is a doctor now, so I did have one catch.
Yeah, but the doctor, what were you doing when you were with the doctor? Weren't you talking to somebody else?
Yeah, I was in college being a whore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, I'm just, like, I would have never, ever, I wouldn't have a list, a CVS receipt list of people I've had sex with if I had my standards higher, you know? You got to put them low so that your legs can
go high.
Touch the sky.
When their face is low, your legs go high. Thank you, Michelle Obama from the South Side of Chicago.
And I to be honest, I have not dated that many women. I have not dated that many. I can count on my hands how many women I've like dated or had sex with.
You have two hands, sis. So how many hands do you need?
I think in my whole life, I might have dated seven women.
Mm-hmm. That's seven more than me.
You're not a lesbian.
You're not a lesbian.
Well, seven is a you know, it's lucky number seven. It's a decent amount of... Sis, there are people who haven't dated seven people in their lives. It's people that get with one person, high school sweetheart, college sweetheart, whatever, and they're with that.
And we call those people fools.
Losers. No.
You're a fool.
Virgins. No, I mean, I just feel like life is for living. So, like, go out and do some wild stuff. Obviously, don't get, you know, kidnapped or taken or murdered or whatever. But, like, you know, experience some different things. Like, when I made, we were having, we had a conversation. It was like a Monday morning Zoom or whatever. And we were making lists of all the people we had slept with. And my list is very black and white. There's no other races or ethnicities on my list. And so I was like, oh, I got to talk to like a brown dude. I got to get, you know, like an Asian in there. Like a, you know, like a cool Asian too. Like a, like, ooh, okay.
What?
You know what I mean.
I guess.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, then when I'll see these people on these apps, I don't know. I just need to meet.
You have to get off. You have to get off the app. And you, but the thing is, Marie, I'm gonna say this to the people. I know we said last week we need to stop having people who are fans come up to us and think that they know us. But I also need people to stop thinking that Marie is so intimidating that you can't go on a date with her.
No, I'm fine with them thinking that, because the people who do fall through the cracks are the people who are like, okay, this is somebody that, like, they, if you could stand on your own two feet in front of me, then you're my type. More so than someone that's like, oh, I saw you earlier tonight, like messaging me later. Like,
but y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop. Ah, so, you know, I was there the whole time, but I just couldn't, couldn't come up. No, no.
I didn't quite have the courage.
That's.
I'm sorry. Cowardly lions are not my type.
Okay. Cowardly lions are not my type.
No.
Okay. I think we like already reached like the.
Never. There's the record. No, there's no.
I'm not saying that there's a cap. I'm just saying that
there's no cap.
Already passed the. Okay,
Andrew,
no cap.
Tell us what we have so far.
Okay, so we, of course, started off the episode with slinging and slapping dick. He, she, they y'all. Sugar daddying down the game. And then I wrote one down that you did not say as a title, but I loved this. Minnesota 10, New York 7. Close your eyes, open your legs, lazy eye for the win. And what was this one that you just said?
Cowardly lions are not my type.
Okay.
I like that. This is good. We're doing great.
This is cute today.
This is a beautiful
and
list.
And I really like the Minnesota 7, New York 10, or whatever the hell the mathematics was on that.
Yeah.
I think that, yes, one, you got to have confidence and you can't be scary, obviously, because that's not Marie's type. But y'all have to get it out of your heads that somebody is intimidating. I want to normalize intimidating people just being normal people, and you are scared. They're not intimidating. You just don't. You are not confident enough to talk to them. They're not intimidating just because their posture is right and they're having a good time and they're attractive and laughing. That doesn't mean they're scary and you can't come up to them.
Yeah. Step up your self-esteem, please.
Yeah.
I understand that we're all kind of riddled with anxiety right now and we're all, you know, covered in just overwhelming whatever, but there are people who come to talk to me after shows and I'll be looking at them like, now how dare you?
Yes.
Like, you got a lot of nerve, and they, you know, just the jankiest like Disney villain face, and like legit will look like, remember in Aladdin when Jafar was like disguised as like that old man in the jail, that they be looking like that. Like,
yeah, not a sturdy shoe in sight.
Just wobbling, the knees be knocking together, and they just talking to me freely.
Yeah.
Like, we should all be trying to emulate that energy. Just,
we really should. And it's actually, if we moved in the world with that type of confidence, we would get a lot more yeses than nos.
Ooh. Okay. Come on, Sydney's TED Talk.
I'm just saying, you know, the thing is, I watched this stupid TikTok, and it's like, what if you try something and it failed? And then the TikTok is basically like, but if you failed, that means you lived. So the fact that you are trying, that is good enough. Like, you're doing it. You did it. You're not always going to get a yes, but know that you went out there and tried. It's okay to get a no. Ladies, it's okay to get a no. If you go up to somebody and they are like, I'm good, keep going. Keep going to somebody. And I think that's what cis straight men have learned, and they've taken it to a level that's unbearable. But a no is not the end of the world for them. They're like, there's somebody else. That's why the apps are bad in terms of men, because it is a game. They're like, they just have to keep going and keep swiping. It doesn't mean if they have a real connection or not. It's like, I'm on here.
Right.
I'm doing my part. I'm on here.
I mean, that is true. I think that it's, especially now, it's kind of easy to be like, oh, I'm not ready. Or to be like, to swipe through a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. Or to be like, well, I like this person, but what are my other options? Like, what if something better is out there? And then you look up one day and all this time has passed and you haven't done nothing with nobody.
Yeah.
And it's like, who gonna pop my top?
You gotta get your top popped at least 3 times this summer, and that is the goal.
Okay, well, I already got my top popped once.
So you got 2 more.
Well, I mean, I got more than 2 left in me, sis.
But I'm saying I feel like you should have 3, that should be the least amount.
I should be getting my pop top 3 times a week minimum. Honestly, that's how I feel.
I agree, friend, but like, you know, not all of us is getting our pop top and
top pop
or whatever. And it's, I'm over here. I'm so horny, Marie.
Same.
I'm so horny. I've used my vibrator during the day too many times. Like, I know that my neighbor is looking down on my couch and being like, what, does this bitch work?
You said looking, your neighbor is looking down at, you're talking about Wendell?
I'm doing it on the couch because, you know, my bed has a lot of clothes on it. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cats on it, a lot of cats.
No, I have respect for the clothes that's on the bed. I can't not, masturbate not the with the clothes on the bed.
No.
Yeah. Not the clothes that I'm going to put on me, you know, just in case I squirt on the clothes.
Not the pretty little thing, no.
Yeah, the pretty little things don't deserve.
Yeah, not the Shein, sis.
Yeah. The Shein doesn't make me squirt, so there it goes.
Listen. Daytime masturbating is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but the thing is that when the sun is on and you come, then you're like, oh, like, I need to cover up. I feel there's some type of, there's a little bit of shame to it because it's almost like, all right, well, I don't want to do anything now. So now I got to take a nap.
Well, you were going to take a nap anyway, Sydney. Don't do that. You were planning on taking the nap. Just schedule the masturbation before the nap.
Well, I masturbated before the pod, so I know Andrew, you told me to not be inappropriate anymore on the pod, but
there is something very specifically that yes. was, you know, a few steps right. further along.
Right.
Well, it was you fine. Basically, it was Andrew basically said, don't masturbate on the podcast. That's what he
right.
said.
Okay.
That is, yeah.
Well, I masturbated before the podcast because I didn't need that type of energy. I didn't need to go in with that type
You're coming
of
with a whole other energy.
Yeah, this is the post-masturbation energy?
It's yeah.
Spicy. Yeah, you need to take a nap after you masturbate?
Girl,
I do.
You're on one.
Oh, you know what it is? She cranky. She masturbated. She's tired. She wants to take a nap, but she got the podcast betwixt yeah. the nap and the jizzing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Mm. And it was just like, it was crazy because now I can't even like watch porn. Mm. Like porn is doing nothing for me. Mm-mm. It's all, I got to think about stuff in my head. I don't need to see a video or I just have to think of things that have happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's same. Where y'all at?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about things that have happened or things that could happen.
Ooh, fantasies. Whoa, whoa, yeah. whoa, what's your fantasy?
Oh, I was gonna say fantasy, baby.
No,
the other way.
No, that's not the way that we're going. We want the ludicrous
I
version.
I wanna lick you from your head,
to your toes.
Yeah, that's the fantasy too. Yeah,
that's agreed. What I want right now. That's what I want for you, friend. I mean, you should be getting your back blown out, and we should be taking on a dinner date. Both of us. I
okay,
should be
sis,
a third.
Listen to what I'm about to say to you right now.
Okay.
I hear you and I yes. receive that with yes. light and love. And I'm about to start letting these ugly old people take me out on dates. So if and when I say, girl, come on, we going to Jonathan's house. I need you to be like, okay, I'm coming.
I'm pulling up.
And then when we get to Jonathan's, I need you to be like, oh, Jonathan, like this. Oh, he looked like Mr. Burns.
That's I don't have a problem with that. I have no problem with that. I am down. I'm here to be the third wheel. I'm here to be the unicycle, whatever you need me to
the
be.
The unicycle?
Yeah.
The unicycle is one wheel.
Yeah, but I'll be
that's
the wheel.
Masturbating.
I'll be the wheel. I'll be the wheel and you guys be on my back.
No, baby. No. Sweetie, no. You could have said the tricycle. You said the third, and then you said unicycle.
This Red Bull is doing too much.
Okay, yesterday I went to dinner with a friend, and across from us was this couple and obviously the girl's friend. This young man was on a date with this. She had to be a G-titty. G-titties. Just you.
Oh, G-titties. Okay.
G-titties. They were pouring out of the bra and the dress.
Okay, I mean, her cup runneth over.
Oh, no. Her cup was on the floor.
Ooh.
And then she had her little flat-chested friend next to her, being the third wheel. She coming in with a cardigan and everything. And I wanted to just get up and be like, no. No. This is wrong. The girl was, I guess, being the third wheel. She looked so uncomfortable and happy, and I was unhappy. And I was like, babe, order everything on the menu. If you're going to be the third wheel and flat-chested, get what you deserve.
Oh. Well, first of all, wow, flat-chested hate. There's people who listen to this podcast that got A-cup titties that scoop yeah. in, okay?
There's nothing wrong. I was mad at her G-tittied friend. For like having her titties all the way out and a man. It's like, babe, you can't bring me on a date, have your titties out and the niggas next to us. Like, you got to pick one.
Well, maybe it was her sister.
It was not her sister. She was not giving sister vibes. She was like, girl, I'm just here to make sure that this boy don't touch you inappropriately.
Well, what was he bringing to the table? What did he look like? Did he look like he had a third leg? Let's talk about it.
No. He, I mean, to be honest, he was definitely of age, but he was giving me bar mitzvah.
Ooh. Oh. He had on a shiny vest.
He had like a button down. Ooh. You know, he had the side bang situation. He had like the pants from Kohl's. Just like.
Lots of pockets.
Possibly yeah. his mother dressed him, but yeah, he has a lot of money. Him. But he has a lot of money. You could tell he had tons of money.
You could tell.
Yeah. Yeah. We were at Blue Ribbon Sushi.
Oh,
place okay. is nice. Yeah. It's nice. And the G-tittied girl was drinking white wine down.
Oh, she wasn't having white sake? That's wild.
Oh, no. It was Pinot Grigio on the house.
Her Pinot cup, Grigio.
Her cup runneth over.
Her cups ran over.
It's ran over. I mean, she wasn't giving me Sancerre vibes, because Sancerre is like like an older woman.
Not Sancerre.
Sancerre.
No, I like
vibes.
A Sancerre. Shut up, Sydney. <It's>, a little Gruner. I like a little Gruner.
Oh, Gruner is very sweet.
No, it's not.
Yeah, isn't it sweet?
No, I don't think so. Pinot Grigio, Riesling, Chardonnay. Those are the sweet white wines. Sweet.
I just want to be on a date with you, Marie. I want to have fun. I want the guy to trick out and get stuff for the table. I want him to order everything for us.
Okay, all right.
And so we can have like a sampler.
Okay, all right.
I want a little samplers.
Okay, everybody gets two apps and then entree. And then, you know, they like bring all the desserts out. Yeah. We'll do the a la mode. Yeah. Bring it out. Okay, Sydney, that's, you know what? I also hadn't really been going on dates because I've been doing shows, but next week I got some openings.
Good.
So I think that we should, I'm a def get some things on the books for next week. And I'm going to follow through with these, these men. You know, like when you get an old pair of Converse and they like have holes where the toes come out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what some of these men on these apps be looking like. So
it's fine. I think we should go to the Frying Pan. Remember I mentioned that like years ago, the Frying Pan. It's like a boat.
Oh, but let's go.
It's a docked boat. It's like seafood and beer and stuff like that. But I think we should, you love taking a lap. I'll take many laps around. You know, we'll wear our espadrilles and talk
espadrilles.
Shit.
I've never owned a pair of espadrilles in my
life,
sweetie.
We'll have espadrilles and talk shit. Espadrilles and talk shit. Thank you. That's the title.
Espadrilles and talk shit. Okay. Yeah. Whoa. Andrew, how is dating going for you, sweetie?
Oh, I am in a relationship. However, the craziest
thing. Did you hear that?
He
said, I can't relate, hon.
You'll love this. Big T, big T.
Big T. Molly sized T.
Yeah.
I received a text late last week. In the night. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Hey man, one word. I don't have this contact saved.
Hey man, one word.
It's just like one word, no space. Oh, hey man. Okay. He didn't even bother to put the space in between. The next morning I text him, who is this? And he said, this is Sean. Is this Andrew in Chelsea? And I'm like, well, I'm not in Chelsea anymore, but yeah. and I'm thinking, this is the homeless guy?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's him. I have my text that like automatically delete after like 6 months. So I don't have any text.
Yeah, but that's how you keep the cloud clear. I'm going to, my phone storage is full too. I'm going to start deleting automatically.
It's nice. And I was like, who, Sean who? And he was like, we met and chilled before. And I asked for a picture of him.
Oh, this is definitely a black guy. We met and chilled before.
Also, hey man. Hey man was getting beige, but we met and chilled is getting black.
And so I didn't want to jump to conclusions and say like, hey, are you the person that like we met at 3 a.m. on the street?
Yeah. And you that, never you know, give yourself away like that.
Right.
Because like, what if I was wrong?
Right.
Yeah. And so I had him like explain the entire situation to me just to confirm.
Okay.
And he said, we met close to your apartment one night when I was headed to a bar to meet some friends, came over and chilled for a bit.
Screaming.
We kept in touch. And then the pandemic happened. That happened in July of 2019. He's making it sound like it would happen like a February.
It's
right.
been a full 2 years, babe.
Yeah. Full 2 years.
Lies.
That's 365 times dos.
The lies. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he's back. I don't know. He's thinking about it, which I think is flattering.
That is very flattering.
It is flattering, but also it's like, I'm judging you a little bit. You haven't had cute sex in 2 years?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what?
Don't judge. Don't judge.
A full 2 years.
Don't judge. I think after the conversation, after me just pouring my heart out for 30 minutes about the dating atmosphere, don't judge.
Were you pouring your heart out, or were you judging everybody in the dating world, in the dating realm? You said the G-titty girl, how dare she? You mad at the flat-chested cardigan in the summertime girl, and now you're saying, girl, don't judge. you know what? That's how it is sometimes. Sometimes you have really, really good sex with somebody and it makes you sit and you're like, well, what the hell was I doing before? If that's what sex is supposed to feel like. And then everyone you have sex with after that, you compare it to that person who made you, I don't know, levitate. And then some people, I don't know, some people don't know what they're missing and they just be having just dry vanilla ice cream cone sex, you know?
Yeah. I know there was something really great about, like, because when you were talking about masturbating to memories, that sort of thing. And like, that is like that moment with Hey Man Sean is like, you know, what I return to a lot of times.
Okay. Really?
You know? Because really? It was like, because there was like not like, you know, when you meet on an app, when you meet someone on an app, there's so much work that goes in the conversation.
It's so hard. You got a spell check.
Exactly. There's something so nice about like, hey, we're just like already here at the same time. We're already like, we just vibed and then had sodomy, you know?
Yep. Sodomy!
We had sodomy.
We had sodomy. I love
we had sodomy. We had sodomy.
We found sodomy in a hopeless place. That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I had a dude that I used to deal with before the pandemic reach out to me recently. And he's kind of been in my DMs for a while and we've been kind of tiptoeing around it. But this week he was like, how's your week look? Mm-hmm. It's been a minute, would love to see you. And that is honestly, that's the language that I feel like I need to hear. I feel like a lot of men will try to like play it cool or what you doing you know, WYDU. And it's like, no, use your words, boo-boo. I know you know how to use words. Use it's them. True.
If you don't know how to use your words, use your tongue.
Well, if you don't use your words properly, how is your tongue going to get to my house?
True.
Because I'm not coming to your house with the one flat pillow with no pillowcase.
Yeah. You're right.
Nair.
Okay, that's fair.
So, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I might do that little TBT this week if possible.
You think so?
Maybe. You know.
I'm not against it. I'm just asking. I'm asking, like, you know.
Yeah, girl. For me, it's easier to just do that. But I don't wanna wake up and be 56 years old and sitting in an apartment by myself. Not an apartment. I'll be in a house by 56. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna be sitting in my house at 56 alone because I didn't have the follow through. I couldn't make the effort. You know what I mean? Like I don't want the stuff that I'm doing right now to come back and bite me in the ass later. I mean, I would rather just let somebody bite me in the ass. But I don't know. So that's what I'm thinking
I
about.
Hear everything that you're saying and I'm proud of you for saying that out loud, friend, actually.
What? That I don't want to be 56 and single?
Yeah.
Well, I just, if I am 50, like, okay, it's different if I meet somebody, we have like a whirlwind thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in Italy for a year because I met somebody on Eat, Pray, Hope Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? Or I like marry somebody and then it doesn't work out and then I'm 56 and I'm alone. That's different than not ever like truly connecting with somebody and like experiencing freaky, deaky, sexy, beautiful love together. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's like, what are you saving yourself for?
What are you saving yourself for? That's the motherfucking title. I love that. I fucking love
that
title.
More than we did sodomy together?
Okay, you're right. But I'm just saying.
What are you saving yourself for could be the, you know, the little, that could go in the bio. Andrew, honestly, all of these titles could go in the description of the episode.
Okay.
Right? Just, like, if
context.
Right, no context. Like, they'll figure it out.
Got it. Okay.
But Marie, what you're saying is so real because people are so scared to, like, fail and to fuck up. And it's just like, you can't be scared anymore. What if you fail, you can get back up and start over again. It's not the end of the world.
But truly the worst fuck up that you could actually do is not living your life.
Yeah.
Because when you're old and gray and your pubes is gray and your beard hairs is gray, when you're old and gray, you're not going to regret the stuff that you did. You'll regret all of the crap that you did not do. Mm-hmm. Realistically, you might feel bad about, oh man, I can't believe I said that. Or, whoo, like, I can't believe I banged that guy on that stoop, right? But ultimately, the stuff that you don't do in your life is the stuff that you're going to be like, man, like, I can't believe I didn't do that. Or I can't believe someone offered me blank and I didn't take it. Just do all the stuff that you want to do so that, like, when you write your memoirs in your brain later, you'll be like, woo, I lived a life, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that. I'm kind of annoyed that, like, I got my shit together when I was older, because all of my memories are from, you know, pre-sobriety, you know? As a sober person, I'm not making as many dumb choices. I'm still making dumb choices, but not as reckless. I've done some reckless shit.
Yeah, but I feel like when your youth is for reckless activity.
Yeah.
Your youth is for reckless things. Your, like, 30s is for, like, mess that you can pay for. Like, your 30s, you can, like, do messy things, but, like, you should be able to afford a lawyer, right? Yeah. and then your 40s... I don't know that. 40s, 50s, 60s, that's midlife crisis territory. And that's when people, the recklessness reemerges.
Yeah.
But in a different way. You buy a car that you don't need. You buy Ed Hardy jeans. You bang a 21-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you cheat on your family. Like, that's 40, 50, 60s.
Cheat on your family, guys. Please. Fuck those kids. Have that affair.
Are you saying
get fuck divorced
those kids or fuck
no,
those
no,
kids?
No, 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 don't ever fuck kids. I'm saying, like, fuck those kids, whatever. If you're staying in a relationship for the kids will be fine. It's okay if you get a divorce.
Kids might be worse because y'all stayed in that unhappy situation.
Yeah.
You might be messing those kids up more than you know.
Yep.
But also the rent is too damn high. So I get it.
Too damn high.
I get it.
But yeah, Marie, and also, I just want you to know, we will always be together. Like, you and I know it's not enough, like, but we always have each other. So
yes, it is definitely not enough, but thank you. Appreciate. Appreciate us always being together. You in a relationship. You are the girl with the G-titties. And I'm the flat-chested girl in the cardigan on a date with y'all.
Oh, my God.
This is what you...
Do you really believe that, Marie?
No, Sydney, when you said, we'll always have each other, it's giving... It's like foreshadowing. I see it in my brain. Like, that's so Raven. I just had...
With this little bar mitzvah boy.
With this little bar mitzvah boy. Well, the bar mitzvah boy is, you know, is your boo, sis.
Wow. We will not say that about my boo, because
your boo's bar mitzvah boy. You said that he look rich, so you know.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. why are we so messy, but in the best way?
We're not messy. I think that people are listening to this right now and they're like, either yes, they're in a relationship and they're happy and we yuck, but I think a lot of people understand where we're coming from. Dating, it was already hard, right? Dating was already hard because we were like, you trying to like present yourself in the best way so somebody will want you. Mm-hmm. But also, you want to be on the same page with the person that you like. Plus, you need them to look a certain way. Plus, you need the dick to be good. Plus, they have to want what you want.
It's too much, man. Like, I realized that, yes, when I met my current, you know, girlfriend, all of it sounded crazy. It was just like, we don't know each other. We live far, blah, blah, blah. But like, if I didn't take a risk, then I wouldn't be where I am right now. And where I am right now is I'm really happy. Like, I'm really happy. Yeah, I'm masturbating in the day, but.
Yep. Happy, horny. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was not horny at all. And I can never go back to that.
Oh.
Remember when I wasn't horny?
Yeah. But like, you know, times have changed, sis. You were in a different place then.
Yeah. I'm very medicated now.
Yeah, but I don't want to be horny all the time.
Really?
You want to be horny all the time?
I mean, I want to be horny all the time for the person that I'm with. Okay. That's a no for you. What about you, Andrew?
I'm just like, being horny all the time for the person that you're with, sure, but like, you're not even like geographically in the same place, so right. That doesn't seem fulfilling.
So you just horny, right?
Yeah, for who?
Well, you get out there and not be horny for, you know, several years, and you'll see where I'm coming from. I was not horny for 5 years, and it was the scariest thing. I was like, my pussy's broken. Like, the inside of my pussy does not work. It's dead. I thought it was dead.
I mean, to be fair, there are people who are asexual that exist. I'm not wishing this on you. I'm not putting that on you. But
right.
There are people who are asexual and they exist and they live, I was going to say fulfilling lives. I don't know if they fulfill them, but they live lives.
Yeah.
They out here.
I don't know. We should definitely try to find an asexual like expert on here.
Yeah, but what are we going to talk about? Work?
No, how, like...
Stop.
We're going to talk about Schitt's Creek? What are we going to be talking about?
See, that's not a positive way to promote asexuality, Marie.
I'm not trying to promote asexuality. I recognize that it exists. You're saying you want to talk to them. They not going to be talking about sex. We're going to be like, so what are you the expert in? Not having sex or not wanting it.
That's okay. But it's okay to not want to have sex.
The conversation is 3 seconds long, sis. It's 3 sentences. Tell us about you. Okay. Yeah, I don't need sex. I have a thriving pottery business. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the pod.
I don't know anybody that's asexual. Do you?
No.
No.
I don't. Not anybody who's telling me about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. because of the energy, look at you. You're like, what are we gonna talk about? Free. Pottery?
Well, because you want to have an asexual expert on. What's the conversation, Sydney? What kind of questions would you ask them? Pretend it's me.
How are you able to navigate a sexually driven like society without like, how do you meet people who are like you?
And
how do you, and like, what bonds do you have? And so y'all go to bed, y'all see each other naked. You feel nothing?
No, I sleep in a shirt. like Winnie the Pooh, no bottoms. You know, I just do. I don't want to, I feel no sexual desire. I don't need a release. I just, you know, I fill my time with books. That would be the episode. I fill my life with books.
Well, does the asexual person need to be the asexual expert? Could they be like an expert in anything else?
They would have to be.
Yeah.
And then the asexual thing is just like, you know, a cherry on top, and we go, oh, you know, we react to them saying that. But like a whole 60 minute or a 75 minute episode talking to somebody who's not sexually attracted to anybody.
I like that. Okay, you're right. So we're looking for an asexual person, but also has another expertise.
Oh my God.
So you have to have two and two.
I would rather talk to somebody who was like poly or, you know, I feel like for me, the questions are, well, how do y'all make this work? What's the jealousy aspect here? Like, I would rather talk to a hoe than somebody who is... like a welder that's asexual.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you put the call out there. If you're either one of those things, you know who to call.
Sydney.
Call Sydney. Yeah. People were saying that your phone number was still on your page last week.
They did. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? But I took it down. God is, Jesus is real. And
I was concerned, Sydney.
I know, but.
I texted you the day before, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what made me upset? That I was not getting any calls.
Nobody
called me. Not one person called.
We did anybody like text you and was like, nobody, hey, just by the me. Way, no?
Nobody texted me, nothing. That's interesting. I was like, wow, now you guys want to respect me? That's weird.
Well, you know, sis, you scared them last week. You were yelling at them.
Did I?
Oh, yeah. No, you did yell at them.
You were definitely yelling at them. They were in the comments like, I'm just leaving this comment because Sydney yelled at us.
So Sydney doesn't hit me.
Right,
yeah.
So Sydney doesn't hit me.
Are you kidding me? Stop. It all comes from love, guys. It all comes from love. Because even though you guys write really nice things to us and you DM us and you follow us and you tweet about us, I feel like sometimes we are overlooked. Sometimes we are not in these lists. Sometimes we are not recognized for the good work that we're doing.
Right.
And it's annoying. It sometimes it hurts my feelings. I know that none of this stuff matters, but I'm being honest while we're being transparent. Yeah, it does hurt my feelings sometimes. I'm like, I know that the people who follow us love us.
Right.
So what the fuck is the problem? Why are we not on the charts?
So nobody who listens to the podcast is making a list or charts? None of y'all write for Vulture or
Serena Williams' husband, the creator of Reddit, says that he listens to this show, allegedly.
Oh wait, when did he say that? Where's the post for that? Because yeah, I do remember that conversation. That might have been July 2019 when Andrew was banging that homeless man. When did that when did that conversation
like, I think it's like, I remember going through your tagged unofficial experts tagged photos and being like, wait a second, this is the creator of Reddit that posted this.
Honestly, oh, I feel like some of y'all are on Reddit. Just go ahead and throw the unofficial expert. Just mention it. Start a bunch of forums or something for us.
You know what it is, Marie? We're not as... we're not really putting our business out there anymore. We're not doing anything that salacious.
Some of the top podcasts on Spotify are not salacious at all. Mm. It's a lot of people listening to Joe Rogan. He's not being salacious. He's just, I actually have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, yeah, what the hell is Joe Rogan talking about? Can someone tell us?
Should we have Joe Rogan on the podcast?
Can you put Joe? Can you put it in the comments? What the fuck is Joe Rogan talking about?
Exactly. Y'all, everybody is a Fear Factor fan from the early 2000s? No. But he is the highest rated podcast of all the podcasts. Mm-hmm. So if Joseph Elizabeth Rogan can do it, why can't we? I guess we should maybe wrap this up.
Wait, do we have, I think we have, we might have an email though.
Do we?
That we haven't read. There's so many we haven't read. He sent to us and then we were like, oops.
Yeah, I'm not sure which ones you've read at this point. Which
we only read one last week.
I think maybe like, is it?
Oh, wait, I have it.
Do you have them? Okay.
Yeah. Let's see how long this is. From Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
Come on, Kathy. Give it to me.
Okay. Hi, Marie, Sydney, and Andrew. Love, love, love this podcast. I started listening to you at the beginning of the pandemic after laughing so hard when y'all guested on Ask Me Another. Oh, Sydney, remember we did Ask Me Another?
We
fully took over those white people's podcasts.
Oh, my God.
Listening to your pod gets me through my workday. Your episode on Black Lives Matter has helped me explain what the F is going on in a very clear manner to some of my not-so-woke friends. In fact, I posted the episode on my social media, on all of my social media. I look forward to the pod every week, and I'm glad Andrew is talking more. The three of you are such a cute and hot family. Thank you for the laughs and sending you lots of love your way. Oh, wait, which one is Catherine? Oh, she's giving Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Very cute.
What's the body looking like? Let me see.
The body's not in none of the shots, but she's giving...
Wait, no, you scroll down. It's...
Oh, yeah, here we go. Catherine! You know who she also looks like? She kind of looks like the girl from, did you guys watch Desperate Housewives?
Yes. Can you show me her one more time? Let me see.
Oh my God. She's a cutie. Sexy.
It's a redhead.
I would take her on a date.
Sydney, you would take everybody on a date.
That's not true.
You would take everybody on a date.
I feel like we have messages in our
DMs.
Yeah. DMs from people who are like confessing things or, you know, just sending us mess, which you know we love. But we don't. Wait.
Also wanted to say the people who just came to the Knit last Sunday, Melissa and Amanda from the podcast, thank you so much. I was so happy to give really good hugs to you girls. Very, very cute ladies. I mean, I love everybody who comes to the Knit every Sunday and listens to the pod and leaves us nice reviews. Those are my favorite type.
I love when people, I love when women come to see us live and they come with their boyfriends. And their boyfriends are like, yeah, she's a really big fan. Can we just take a photo? He already had his camera in his hand. He was ready to go.
He was. He was. She was like, okay, and I don't like that angle. Let's do this over. He was a good man. Good, great man. Also, yeah, if you're a hot straight man, I mean hot, and someone told you to come to the podcast, please come. I mean, to listen to the podcast, please come to the Knit, because then maybe we can see you and maybe you can go on a date with Marie.
Who? What?
A straight hot man.
Oh. I don't know. Remember last week when we said we didn't want to give our phone number to people who listen to the podcast? Yeah. I don't know if I want to give my kiat to somebody who listens to the podcast either.
Okay, so. How about this? If you're a straight hot man interested in Marie, come to me first and I'll vet these
Sydney,
guys.
You are not the person to vet. If anything, I gotta send them to Andrew because you like everybody. And you Sydney, are the wrong person.
You're doing too much. Ooh,
too much. Sid, ooh.
Take a break.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. He said, clock out for me, sweetie.
Clock out. It's like, are you kidding?
On my own podcast. Take a break on my own podcast.
For you vet out these options for Marie, like, gosh.
Yeah, girl, aren't you busy? You gonna vet them with your assistant? Girl, no.
Yeah. That's Molly, I miss you. Oh, wait, and I have an announcement. I will be in San Francisco 22nd through the 24th. Unfortunately, without Marie, if I had a bigger budget, you know what, I would have flued her out. But I will be there at Cobb's Comedy Club. Please come and see me.
Yes.
Don't embarrass me. I don't know how many tickets are sold. They haven't canceled the shows yet, so maybe I'm getting tickets. But please come.
Wow, you're selling this.
Please,
girl, sell it. Nuh-uh, no, Sydney, let's pretend you're on the radio.
Okay.
You're on, I don't know, 97.1.
Uh-huh.
And you're in town to promote a show. Promote it. Tell people what they're going to see. Tell people what they're going to miss if they don't show up. Ready? You want me to give you 60 seconds?
Yes.
I'll give you 60 seconds to promote this properly to get people to come out. Ready? Your time starts now.
Hey, all my favorite people. You know what? Your favorite person will be in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club, July 22nd through the 24th. Not only will you be getting looks, laughs, and bundles, you will also get a view of my girlfriend because she will be there in the audience. So please get those tickets so you can laugh, and then take pictures with me and my celebrity girlfriend.
You have 30 seconds left.
Come on down, get those tickets. And you know what? If you're not laughing, you will also be drooling, because let me tell you, the outfits, the looks that I pulled together from Asos, unbelievable. Not Clarence. Mm-hmm. Not Clarence at all.
15 seconds left.
Yes. So again, get those tickets for Cobb's Comedy Club. I will be there in San Francisco, July 22nd through the 24th. I'm doing two shows every night.
Baby. Gorgeous. Thank you. That was better than what you did before. But
yeah.
Wow. I mean, 60 seconds is a long time when you're trying to sell something.
Can you just be my coach for everything, Marie? Damn. I need you to be my coach, baby.
Woo, I don't think so, honey. okay, great. Andrew, do you have anything that you want to promote or something that you're trying to...
Oh, the email for this, that people are emailing, I just want to reiterate. unofficialexpertise@gmail.com.
Unofficialexpertise.
Because I think it's still your email in the Instagram button.
I think so, because Marie is getting emails left and right.
Yeah.
She's getting more emails than I got phone calls.
And then you got phone calls. Sydney, you had an assignment last week to do that. Now it's your turn, Marie.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I gotta log into the unofficial expert and I will change the email to unofficial expertise.
Sydney needs to clock out. You gotta log in.
I gotta log in, clock out, log in. I mean, yeah, it's a changing of the guards.
Mm-hmm. Clock out, log in.
Okay.
Love that.
Now, one last time before we go, let's read through the titles and then we'll pick one and you guys are gonna love it.
All right, so. Slinging and slapping dick, he, she, they all, sugar daddying down the game, Minnesota 10, New York 7, close your eyes, open your legs, lazy eye for the win, cowardly lines are not my type, her cups ran over, espadrilles, and I didn't catch what was the last part of that.
I don't know, because I don't believe in espadrilles, but Sydney.
Okay, that's getting cut.
I think it's espadrilles and Sancerre.
Okay. Just let the record show.
Okay.
Espadrilles and Sancerre. We had sodomy. What are you saving yourself for? What the fuck is Joe Rogan talking about? And clock out, log in.
What are you saving yourself for? Carly lines are not my type. What the fuck is Joe Rogan talking about?
That's so funny.
I don't know.
That's a good fucking title, though. What the fuck is Joe Rogan talking about is funny.
I know, but the people who listen to us, do they listen to Joe Rogan? I don't think so. It's crossover there.
I'm going to say no.
Right. Honestly, well, there was one that we really, really liked. I don't know. I don't remember what it is. The list was real long today.
We had sodomy.
Oh, we had sodomy. I like that. But then there was another one, I think.
Minnesota 10, New York 7. You made a comment about it earlier.
I like that, but I don't know. You don't have to read the list again, but we don't have to do that offline. Wait,
I can text it to you if you want to read it.
Oh, yeah. Send it to me.
Okay.
Text it to me. Sydney, do you have a show tonight?
I do. I do have a fucking show, and it's at 10 p.m.
Oh, the mine's at 9.
Where's yours? Oh.
In Williamsburg.
What's yours?
Comedians You Should Know.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I know. I always have a good time there. What you got?
Yours is at Gutter.
Yeah.
Mine's is at Union Hall.
We're going to miss each other.
We're going to miss each other.
10 p.m. comedy show. Okay. All right. Okay, Sydney. Well, you have two.
Take the snap.
You have. Yeah, you should definitely take this nap. That Red Bull has passed through you.
Yeah, it got me. It got me through the pod, though, and that's what was most important.
Honestly, shout out to Red Bull, you raggedy bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed this, and I hope it inspired you to be the best hoe that you could be this week, or just take a chance on something that you've been dragging your feet on, whether it's like dating related or not.
And everything that we said is not just dating related. Close your eyes, open your legs. It's for anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's valuable. Valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great mantra.
Open your eyes, close your legs. Mm-hmm. No, close your legs to married men. Shout out to Nene Leakes. If anybody knows Nene and wants to get Nene on the pod somehow, let's make that. Oh no, honey. Bye, wig. Let's get Nene on the pod. So,
four.
Andrew, thank you. I got the all the titles, and we'll pick one, and then whatever we don't pick is gonna be in the description,
of course,
with zero context.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Okay. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.